For many blind and partially sighted people, finding somewhere where they can have accessible activities, pastimes or sports perhaps hasn't been as straightforward. Now, there is a new activity finder being launched by British Blind Sports. It launches on Monday, the 20th of January. So to tell us more, we have with us Logan Gray. Logan, it's been quite a while in the making. So is this the kind of the big launch on the 20th then?
For a number of years, we've wanted to make a difference in this kind of space. We did a piece of research a few years ago where we wanted to better understand the kind of the additional barriers that visually impaired people face when choosing to be more physically active. So the information we were receiving was that people didn't know where to go and find activities. And so we've set out to create this activity finder on our website, and it has been some time in the making. We're trying to package it up in a way that it can be a really useful tool for people across the visually impaired community.
So instead of people coming to you guys and saying, is there something in my area, that this resource will allow them to go online and have a look for themselves. But presumably you want more organisations also to tell you that yes, they do this activity or this sport and it is accessible and here we are.
We need to start off by saying that British Blind Sport is a small organisation. We don't have huge resources, and we need all the help that we can get from our audience. So when you go on there's a lot of activities. There's nearly 1,000 activities across the UK on there, across about 50 different sport and physical activities, which is a great start, but we know it's not fully comprehensive. And what we really want is for the sector to see what they think of it, access it, and if there's stuff that's not on there, let us know about it so we can follow that up and go and speak to a club and try and get them on there.
If I was to go on to the activity finder then and I wanted to find anything, for say in my local area, is that quite straightforward to do?
Hopefully. Maybe we should give you a shot of it and
absolutely
you can tell me. But you can search by your postcode and have a certain radius, a number of miles to say what there is in your local area. You can search by one or multiple activities. You can search by your sight levels, so it could be activities for all sight levels, for people who are blind, for people who are partially sighted, and also by different age groups as well. So we've made the distinction between like children, young people, adults only, over 50s, and all ages as well. So we've deliberately tried to keep it relatively simple. We want to maintain a high level of accessibility and functionality about the tool so that people can find the information they're looking for without too much complication.
And people can sort of tell you via the site as well if perhaps they have an organisation then which is accessible or they know of one that is.
We're fully expecting that people may not be able to find an activity in especially some of the more kind of outlying areas. What it allows us to do is to identify these spots where we do need to do a little bit more work going forward to either identify the activities that are already out there and VI friendly, or to work with local partners to establish new ones as well, depending on the demand that there is from the local people. So it is a starting point. We hope that everybody finds it a useful and a timely tool really as well, given that there's not really anything out there. We're very aware that people, especially those who aren't doing any sport and physical activity at the moment, they may not have the inclination to go straight to the British Blind Sport website to go and look for activities. So we're very much going to be looking to our partners across the sector to utilise this tool, because ultimately what we want to do is we want to try and position being physically active and healthy in places where visually impaired people who aren't doing any exercise are. Hopefully they'll stumble across this and they might be able to find some new activities or something of interest, or maybe even take up an activity they did before they lost their sight.
So the activity finder launches on Monday the 20th of January. If people would like to take a look at it, get involved, perhaps feedback some information on it as well, what's the best way to do that?
The easiest way to have a look at the activity finder is just to go directly to the British Blind Sport website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk, and then and just have a play about with it. Try different search fields, look for your favourite sport, have a look at the information that's listed against them. There'll be contact details, there'll be signposts to websites. We think this is a really important step in trying to address that awareness gap, that barrier that visually impaired people face.
In terms of the activities or the sports that are available, what kind of things would people find?
One of the things that British Blind Sport really believe in is that any activities should be available to VI people, and we work to open doors across the country for visually impaired people to access local clubs. So we would encourage visually impaired people, if they want to try and access public clubs that aren't necessarily VI specific. But in terms of the actual activities that are on there, it's really anything that gets people a little bit more physically active, from kind of general walking groups to football, martial arts. We know that swimming, cycling and gym are really popular activities at the moment for people across the country. And then even yoga and ice hockey, including tennis and rugby too. So it'll probably sit quite nicely alongside our National Guide Runner database, Find a Guide as well.
And important as well, Logan, to remind people that, you know, if there is a pastime or a sport or activity that's not in their area, they can still get back to you. You may be able to help with that and try and find partners in the area.
Exactly. We want it to be a kind of a dynamic tool. It's not going to be a static thing where British Blind Sport turn around and say, well, that's what's on there, you'll just have to make do with it. We want this tool and the feedback that we have from the visually impaired community to really inform the direction of our work. So we would fully encourage that two-way conversation to happen.
Logan, best of luck with the website, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Alan.